I welcome you with all my heart. It is wonderful to see you once again. I love every one of you unequivocally, unconditionally. You're all divine beings, whether you believe it or not. It's really funny to me when people come to me and ask me, Robert, which place on earth has the highest vibrations? Where can I go on this earth to have high vibrations? Stonehenge? Different place in this world? I always have to laugh. For the highest spiritual vibration is where you are yourself, where you stand. You are that yourself. There's nowhere you have to go. There's nothing you have to do. You have to be yourself. You have to be who you are. You have energy that's unbelievable. But you're not using it. Because you think you're human. And you dissipate it all. If you only knew who you were, you'd be the happiest person on this earth. The highest energy is where you stand, where you sit, where you are. And you take it with you wherever you go. People still learning in India, going to different places to get enlightened, trying to find the right guru, the right sage, the right master. Whereas if you only look in the mirror, you see the sage yourself. You are the sage, you are the master. You're what you've been looking for. So you won't believe me. You look in the mirror and you throw up. You don't like yourself. Why? Because you see problems. You see the past. You're afraid of the future. As a matter of fact, I know some people never look in the mirror. Maybe they're vampires. Think of yourself for a moment. Who are you? Where are you? Where did you come from? Where are you going? Where are you? I'm just a pure human being being pushed around by life. All kinds of problems. Fears. This is not you. You're not that at all. You are the Holy One. But you keep looking outside of yourself for the answer. And there's no answer outside of yourself. No one has an answer for you. For everything you always desired or ever needed, you have that. There's nothing that you really need. All you need is met from within. It reminds me of the story of the lady who was invited to the king's ball to a party, and she put on the finest clothes and a diamond necklace and went to the king's ball to the party and danced and had a lovely time. But she felt the necklace was gone. She started screaming and crying, asking everybody to help her find the necklace. People were making a lot of noise, a lot of commotion, looking for the lady's necklace. You're all upset. When it was written, she felt her chest. And sure enough, the necklace had fallen off her neck into her dress. In other words, Nicholas was there all the time, never went anywhere. So this was us. We're upset, we're looking for truth, we're looking for answers. We're looking for people to give us answers. We went all over the world looking for things, places, to find the truth. When in reality, the truth is right where you are right now. Happiness is right where you are. Peace is right where you are. Truth is right where you are. Everything you're looking for is right where you are. This moment. Won't you see it? Won't you feel it? Won't you be it? You must stop feeling sorry for yourself. Things are wonderful just the way they are. You may be saying for yourself, it's only my troubles, the problems I've got. On the contrary, you have problems because you want problems. In other words, you want problems because things are not going your way, where you want them to go. So you have problems. You don't like your job. You don't like the people you're with. You think things can be better. Things will never be better than they're right now. In other words, if things aren't perfect right now, they'll never be any more perfect. Right now, you should have your life perfect. It is perfect. Acts perfectly. And everything will go right with you. But if you keep complaining every day about your life, you think things are wrong, you've been dealt a bad hand, you can pay yourself with other people, you'll always be miserable. Be yourself right now. The soul was never born, can never die. The soul is pure awareness, absolute reality, God. Be yourself right now. You can if you want to. You can drop everything that's been bothering you for all these years. You can let go of all the problems, challenges, fears, frustrations. You can let go of them right now. And know the truth about yourself. Which is that you're not limited to a human body. You're not limited to your body. You're completely unlimited. Your nature is all-pervading. You're the essence of the entire universe. And all is well. So there's nowhere you have to go, nothing you have to do, nobody you have to see. When I tell this to people, they tell me, well, Robert, you traveled in your life. You've been to India, you've been to Thailand, you've been to Korea, you've been to Japan, you've seen this teacher and that teacher, you've spent time with Ramana Maharshi, with Neil Karoli, with Lila Baba, with Mary Moy, you saw all these people. Why'd you go? Why'd you do that? Well, my reason was absolutely different than most of these people's reasons for doing things like this. When I was 14 years old, I had a spiritual experience that left me sort of dumbfounded. I knew immediately I wasn't the body. I knew it was all-pervading. But I never used those words. All-pervading, consciousness, absolute reality, pure awareness. But you know, I was with my friends with me. Everybody with me, and I was with everybody else. And I was in the entire universe. So I traveled to find confirmation. And the others like myself, I want to see how they live, what's going on in their lives. That's the only reason I traveled. I didn't try to look for reality. I was already reality. I didn't try to find the truth. I was already the truth. I didn't go anywhere to find anybody or anything. I wanted to see who I was, what was going on. And by having conversations with these sages, I realized they were like me. They were the same as I was. But the moment I'm looking for somebody who can enlighten you is wrong. Stay home and get to know yourself. Find who you really are. Because wherever you go, you've got to take yourself with you. You always have to take yourself with you. Always remember this. Wherever you go, whatever you do. There's no escape from that. So a person travels to a monastery, becomes a nun, a monk. Shuns them away from life. But your thoughts will be very strong wherever you go. If you haven't learned to control your thoughts now, they will follow you wherever you go. They'll be stronger than ever. You have to control your thoughts now. Control your mind now. I don't believe you go to Hawaii. It's by the ocean. Your soul is with you. It will not leave you. It's true, you'll find it a little quiet in the beginning. For me, it goes to a new environment. Things are different. Things are quieter. How long does it last? A couple of months? And back where we were before. No matter how peaceful the environment is where you go, if you're not peaceful, take yourself with you. It'll make your environment not peaceful. So the idea is to stay put and do spiritual work where you are. There's no question about this. You got to do spiritual work where you are. And what is spiritual work? Spiritual work is simply not attaching yourself to a person, but the same. Being free. Being detached. Not allowing things to frighten you. To understand all powers within you. All is well at every moment. There are no mistakes. Wake up in the morning and immediately realize who you are. Always open your eyes to the truth in your mind of who you are. Know who you are. Always. When I say know who you are, I'm not referring to knowing that you're the body. I say know who you are is consciousness, pure awareness. connected to mind still. Use whatever method you have to use to keep the mind still. You don't allow your mind to take you on trips mentally, thinking of negative things, or thinking at all. Sit back and watch your mind working. And you watch your mind working, it'll slow down. We're no longer involved with it. We identify with the working mind, then things are different. Now it's like all kinds of things. Scare you. Frighten you. Because it's the nature of the mind. Do I hear that mind? Of course not. Watch the mind, observe it. But do nothing to interfere with it, leave it alone, it'll go away by itself. Because when you interfere with it, you're using the mind to interfere with it. Always try to be still. Not make so many waves, too much noise. Everything will come to you at the right time. You're not trying to make anything happen. Because anything that may happen, then nothing really happened. So you're trying to make things happen, it's a joke. It happens when you're here. And it'll be so long enough you'll say it's true. Feel how still you are right now. Does that feel good? Are you still? Are there any thoughts coming? Whatever your mind tries to think, stop it. Whatever you're trying to think about, makes a difference in the source, a good source, a bad source. Stop the mind from thinking. By observing it, or by asking who thinks, and inquiring within yourself who thinks. I do, who am I? Use whatever method you have to use to stop your mind from thinking. Feel the presence. Feel the power. In yourself you're feeling. You are that, you are the power, you are the presence. There is no other power or presence but you. All of the gods and goddesses are created by your mind. The whole universe is emanation of your own thinking, your own mind. You are omnipresent consciousness. How wonderful that is. Remember, no one can save you except yourself. Feel the harmony and peace all over. Feel the goodness and the joy. Feel the self. Feel the happiness. Feel the love. Feel love all around you. Feel it. Feel all your problems are resolved. That you must get in the right place. Doing the right things. Everything's right just the way it is. Feel that. Not because I say it, just feel it yourself. It's important that every moment you feel that you're not confined to your body. That you're all pervading, this is very important. When we realize you're all pervading, be careful how you treat everybody else. When you do something else, you're doing it to yourself. If you're all pervading, it means there's only one self. And there is. So you purposely hurt somebody, you're hurting yourself. If you despitefully use people, you're using yourself. Always comes back to you. You are the one. If you understand this, all you can do is love people. No matter what they do, no matter where they come from, no matter where they are. You become a loving person, all goes well with you. You have to let go of thinking about yourself. See how many times you said I today. How many times you involved with I? I need this, I feel this. I feel that, I need this, I need that. I feel hurt, I feel angry, I feel upset. I feel good, I feel wonderful, but I got what I wanted. Think about this, how many times you say I today? Now starting tomorrow, try not to use the word I all day long, see what happens. Try not to use the word I. There are different attitudes of life. You're a different person. When you first open your eyes tomorrow morning in bed, catch yourself using the word I. Say, I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm tired when you wake up. So you say, I want to go back to sleep, I feel tired. But then you're no longer going to use the word I. So it makes you think. Who wants to go back to sleep then? Who's tired? I don't exist anymore for you. What are you going to do? You'll find that you have very little to say. And you'll use the word I. I really want to think about that. If you keep the eye out of your vocabulary for one day, you become a new person. You won't be able to do it. Try it. That's what I mean. You won't be able to do it. This is why I say you got to practice. Same place for work. When I use the word I, I was late for work. I stopped talking to him for a while. He wasn't even talking about things about us, it was I. I think only he was what I didn't even say, didn't even do. So I is the relation of your life. I is the problems you have. I. You have to get rid of. Who am I? What am I? What is this thing called I? Where did it come from? Find out. Inquire. Doing spiritual work like this is more important than anything else you have to do. It's more important than eating. More important than anything. It's your life. This is your life. What are you going to do with it? You can carry on like you're doing now, just going to work, whatever you do at home, continuing work, continuing living. But then you only have so many more years left before you drop your body. Unless you find something, you'll come back again and again and again. So when you say to yourself, starting tomorrow morning, I'm going to really get into it. I'm going to put it first in my life. The search for my own identity. Search for myself. I'm going to put it first in my life. Just by saying this to yourself, things will really happen to you. Wonderful things. By making the effort, things will happen to you. But it's all up to you. You got the balls to do the wrong thing. Be still and know that I am God. Now. Peace. Shanti, 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 peace, peace. Anybody have any questions like this?
I feel that in my life, I have. I know you never talk about family and parent and parent family. Like, what our role is? Are we devoted to our parents in some way? Don't we owe them? Don't they expect from us that we live our lives up to a certain standard? And if we don't, then won't they be disappointed in us? And shouldn't we feel that we should do better so that they will be happier with us?
You should love your parents, and that's it. Love your parents, and that's it. As far as your life is concerned, it's your life. You came through your parents to live your own life. And you should always love your parents, leave them alone. Don't let your parents mold you into who they were, who they wanted you to be. You be yourself. You always have to be yourself.
What if yourself those behaviors that you don't like about yourself, and or things that would be your parents and your family would be ashamed of if they knew about?
Well, change them. Look at yourself and see what you're doing. Take a good look at yourself, see what you're doing. Watch yourself. Watch your actions. and inquire who does these things. Inquire within yourself, who does these things come to? Who's in control of me? Inquire. Ask yourself the question. To whom these things come, who's doing these things? Who am I to do these things? If you search for the I that did these things, you'll find something very interesting. You'll find that the I doesn't exist. It never exists, there's nobody doing those things at all. You're free from them. But as long as you say you're controlled by something, something you have to do, inquire who these things come to, who they come to. Who's doing these things? Inquire. And you'll be surprised what happens. Keep asking yourself, who am I? Who's doing these things? I am, who am I then? And keep still. And then some things will change for you. As far as your parents are concerned, leave them alone. Love them. They have no right to influence you to be what they want you to be. You have to be yourself.